Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
And now for a story about a local sculptor gaining fame in Massachusetts who doesn't exactly use the typical tools of the sculptor's trade. The man making the noise is Jesse Green, a.k.a. the Machine Jesse Green, a master chainsaw sculptor. Green transforms tree stumps and logs into colorful, oversized art. As WBUR's Andrea Shea reports, the Machine is carving out a niche for himself around his hometown of Medway and beyond.
This is like the best moment of my day. The unlocking of the chainsaws.
How many people are that gleeful about their jobs? Well, it's pretty clear. 33-year-old Jesse Green is crazy about what he does.
You ready for my baby?
The burly, bearded chainsaw sculptor wields his 48-inch big dog with the agility and grace of a Jedi Knight. As he swoops the menacing power tool up over his head, a stark black tattoo of, what else, a chainsaw, peeks through the sleeve of his hoodie. Green remembers when he first fell for chainsaws and wood as a medium 13 years ago when he was an art major at UMass Dartmouth.
I saw a log that the town of Dartmouth had just cut down, and there was something about it that made me want to grab it, and I grabbed it, and I put it in my van, and I got sap all over myself. And I went to Home Depot and I bought a chainsaw.
It was love at first cut, Green recalls wistfully. The pine yielded like butter. He even relished the smell and feel of sawdust flying up his nose. Early on, he sliced orphan stumps and logs into exaggerated cartoon-like effigies when he wasn't working in sales or driving a truck for UPS. Today, though, the Machine is in demand.
Yeah, I work off a waiting list now.
And he's carving full-time, charging on average about $1,500 a sculpture. But Green calls his prices flexible, and he likes to donate works, too. His chunky pieces are cropping up in front of homes and public buildings all over Medway. A few of his clients gladly agreed to swing by his home workshop to talk to me about their commissions.
Oh, I'm Mike Del Genio. I live up there with
his wife, Pauline. And it's in front of our yard that we have the Mustang and the Coyote, and we love them dearly.
Yeah.
Now everyone knows where we live, thanks to Jesse.
Yeah.
The Del Genio's personal landmarks set off a chain reaction. Medway Chief of Police Alan Tingley saw their wooden Mustang, and then he gave the artist the green light to create an old-fashioned officer for the front of police headquarters.
He's about 6 foot tall. He's painted in like a blue uniform jacket. Big mustache holding the billy club, big Bobby-type hat with the gold star on it.
Next, veterinarian Greg Wolfus got in on the action.
I knew I wanted something, but I never knew what exactly it should be.
He lives in nearby Shrewsbury.
And it's sort of like getting a tattoo, you know, you got to commit, you know. Needless to say, I thought, you know what, I should surprise my wife with a giant 6-foot chicken because everybody needs a rooster in the yard, you know.
What about a 10-foot tall giraffe? Wolfus's neighbor, a scientist, commissioned one of those with a bird on its head. But one of Green's most recent works, nearly 10 miles away in Ashland, might just take the cake for unexpected weirdness.
It's a plumber plunging in an exploding toilet.
Which works thematically, since this 10-foot-tall sculpture sits in front of Eldridge Plumbing and Heating on busy Metcalf Avenue.
He's got the bright overalls, and he's got a few assorted wrenches and a tool belt. And not saying that this is a commonplace thing with plumbers, but I thought it added to the funniness of it that he's half-bald.
Green has also scored gigs out of state with commissions from stockbrokers, teachers, even the Princess of Jordan for her wedding. Business is booming, but it's kind of scary for the artist's wife, Beth.
I can't say that I don't get nervous when he fires up the chainsaw or he breaks out the axe, but I trust him and I know hopefully he's not going to cut his face off.
I could cut my face off, so that's my priority every time I go at it is don't cut your face off.
But there's always blood, Green admits, from changing chains. His dad keeps them super sharp and is about to become his son's full-time assistant. So what's next for the machine? A grant-driven, civic-minded project he's dubbed Echo Art Massachusetts. Soon, more sculptures will be dotting public spaces statewide, including a giant Elias Howe, inventor of the sewing machine, in Spencer. So keep an eye out. You, too, might be able to say, take a left at the giant wooden cockatoo or something equally bizarre, depending on your taste. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.